We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. The Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Have a question or comment? Call or text us at 304-314-4161 or email us at wvumsn@gmail.com. Now let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
All right, let's get episode 4 underway. Hi again, everybody. It's the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Thanks for being with us. It's LIU week. So glad to have you back at Mountaineer Field. Hey, looking forward to the Sharks of LIU coming to town, but more importantly, looking forward to the tailgating resuming, looking forward to all of the great traditions that we have enjoyed at Milan Pushkar Stadium, finally being back without restriction. So, coming up on the podcast here today, we're going to chat with Andrew Jackson, West Virginia's defensive line coach. Clearly has a number of great, talented players on that defensive front for WVU. But as we get to learn about the LIU Sharks, we're going to always find the West Virginia connection, and it's right inside the Pushkar Stadium. Coach Jackson is an alum of LIU when they were a Division II program. About a decade ago, he was on the roster excelling there, and he can give us some insight on the Sharks and, of course, how they've made their transition to an FCS program and what they've got going on for them in advance of Saturday. But really, what's grabbing the headlines right now is West Virginia men's soccer. How could they not? Big weekend coming up at Dick DeLesk Soccer Stadium. And the old Golden Blue are flying high. West Virginia checking in at number 5 this week in the United Soccer Coaches NCAA D1 Men's National Poll released earlier this week, which is an incredible accomplishment for Dan Stratford, essentially in his first year. Yes, year 2 for Coach Strats, but you know, as far as a normal year, I maintain that men's soccer has been impacted by the pandemic more than any sport here at West Virginia. The Mountaineers unbeaten 3-0-1 coming into the week. They received some votes. They jumped into the national rankings for the first time this year. But the pair of top 20 wins, we had Coach Stratford on last week on the podcast after they took down then number 3 Pitt by a 2-1 score on the 30th of August. Well, Better things were in store after that conversation and after Coach Stratt's appearance on the Mountaineer Insider podcast. Number 17, Penn State, falling in the University City by a 3-1 tally. So here it is, West Virginia at number 5, their highest ranking since September of 2007. And we've got national honors coming down the pike for many a West Virginia University soccer player. So we're going to chat with one of them, as a matter of fact, coming up a little bit later on in this particular podcast. Co-captain Kevin Morris is going to be joining the show here in just a little while. So we've got Andrew Jackson. We've got Kevin Morris talking a little West Virginia men's soccer. But first, we have to really begin with Dale Wolfley coming up here in just a moment to talk about what happened at College Park and what the mindset needs to be after a really disappointing loss in Maryland. I know Neil Brown was very, very candid with, I think, everybody surrounding the program, his own team, the fans, talking about our brutal reality, what we put on film. Really not great. We did put some good things on film as well, but clearly this Get Right week is going to be all about West Virginia, sharpening those pencils as we've got the LIU Sharks in for the first ever meeting here in the University City. Our podcast is brought to you by our friends at GoPuff. Hey, college goes by fast, but guess what? GoPuff delivers faster. Thank goodness GoPuff delivers anything that you need, 30 minutes or less, snacks, drinks, any game day essentials like the burgers, buns, party cups, all of those everyday needs. Heck, if you forgot something, don't want to venture out of the dorm room, laundry stuff, school supplies, electronics, you name it, GoPuff has it. It was made for college students by college students. GoPuff knows what you need and when you need it. And just because you're a Mountaineer Insider podcast listener, you get $10 off your first two orders if you use the code VARSITY. That's VARSITY, VARSITY, for $10 off your first two orders. Well, I bring in my good friend and my broadcast partner, Dale Wolfley. He is one third of the Go Martin Mountaineer Tailgate Show, along with the signal caller, Jed Drenning, and myself, to kind of unpack everything that we have to endure this week following a tough loss against the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, Wolf, obviously it didn't turn out the way that we wanted on Saturday, but it starts with accountability and figuring out, you know, where the issues are and why something that you didn't want to happen happened. And I think that West Virginia earlier in this week really did a great job from a program perspective of checking that box and being very candid with themselves, being very candid with their fans, and discussing what, and to steal literally the quote from Neil Brown, what our brutal reality is after we put what we put on tape against Maryland. And now so the page gets turned to LIU.
Yeah, Danny, you know what they say, the old saying is, don't pour any down my leg and tell me it's raining. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Don't do it. And Neil Brown didn't. So he gave the fans what they expected to hear. And I think that's, you know, kudos to him for that, and just being honest and telling everybody, this is where we're at. Now we know where we're at, because, you know, in the preseason, it's hard to always tell where you're at. And now you can. So that's a starting point. So now you have the starting point. How do you get better? How do you keep going up? And I really think that this program is ready to make that move for this next game. Now, we all know this is FCS contender coming in, and that's what FCS is that Mountaineers should win. But this does give an opportunity to play more players, younger guys, to get them some game experience in front of a large crowd. Hopefully Mountaineer Field is ready to rock and roll, which I believe they will be. So, again, using all of that, this is going to be a very important week. Get better, get used to it, play more players, and get those kinks or those mistakes, those communications, those missed assignments, get them out of there, this, so the team can move on. Hey, again, let's go back. Maryland is what? Out of conference. Okay, this is not a Big 12 game. This was out of conference. So if you want to look at something with a little bit of a shining light, think about that and get ready to go, Mountaineer Nation, because I'll tell you this. I'm going to be in these guys' foxholes. Okay, I'm going to be their supporter, and I know you will too. You know, if you're not going to be in the foxhole, man, then just get out of the way.
LIU, quick breakdown of them. Neil highlighted their tight end, a Penn State transfer. You can watch for number 8. Sneed, the defensive back, does pretty well. They're okay on the defensive front as well, the Sharks. So.
Oh, they got players, Danny. Yeah. Like, you know, they're moving up and making that ascent. And you know what? They have players, and they're going to make some plays against us. It's just, how do we clean up our game? This is really about the Mountaineers, I don't really believe this is about the other team. This is about the Mountaineers taking care of themselves and getting their own selves right and how they execute their techniques, their communication, okay, knowing their focus, being focused on what their assignments are. So all that, again, this is a game where I think that they're looking more inwards than outwards, and I think you're going to see a much better performance.
All right, three things to check the box on since this is an About Us week. What you saw on film against Maryland that you want to see be this week and on Saturday be put into practice going into that Virginia Tech game. I want three boxes that, for you, West Virginia is going to have to check.
Well, we talked about Neil talking about Jared Deggie making some fundamental mistakes. So we want to see those fundamental mistakes go away for sure for Jared Deggie. When you look at the offensive line, I want to see a physical offensive line out there. I want to see them moving the ball, running, and also being physical in the pass protection. And then you heard about Coach talking about those that second and third layers attacking on defense. And what that means is they're not standing there and waiting 5 yards deep across the line of scrimmage and waiting to catch. He wants them attacking so that you're hitting them at the line of scrimmage or close to it. And so that's what he wants to see. I think, again, as you saw a bit of that, they corrected that actually in the game, but that's how they kind of started out a little bit. And that was what I think was bothered him the most.
All right. So coming up, we're going to talk with Coach AJ. He is an LIU alum. He played for the Sharks when they were a Division II program. Of course, he's on our side now, and he's coaching up with his a pretty solid defensive front for the old Golden Blues. So stay with us. We're going to hear from him when we come back.
You know the sounds. You know that feeling.
Touchdown, West Virginia!
It's game day at Milan Pushkar Stadium, and game day only comes six times a year.
That kick is good! West Virginia wins it!
Join the 60,000 strong and golden blue every game day. Get your tickets at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGame. Be a part of West Virginia football. Be a part of game day.
So, AJ, Coach Jackson, not a conflict of interest. Let's go ahead and make that abundantly clear, right? I know they say hail to the alma mater, except when you're playing the alma mater. But what a cool experience this is for you coming up here on Saturday.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm proud of LIU making the jump to FCS. It was a Division II institution when I was there. I'm really proud to see them take that program to the next level.
What sort of relationships do you still have there with the football program?
The interim head coach, Jonathan Gill, was a quarterback's coach and strength coach when I was there. He's been a mentor of mine since I started college. Defensive line coach and assistant defensive line coach, Lou Scala, Mo Baker. I played with those guys, so that's awesome experience. And a few others, administrators and trainers and equipment guys still around that helped me get through my career there.
Very, very cool. From a schematic standpoint, what was it like when you were playing? Where are they at now? Anything? I know 10 years has elapsed between now and then. So much obviously has changed or has it? Are there still some things that maybe you can pick up on or you remember?
No, not really. These the game's come and gone. I mean, yeah. The game's evolved. It's spread offense and things like that since I played. So, but they've changed and evolved since I played.
Hey, Coach, let's go ahead and take a look at your climb, if you will, to West Virginia. And so you come from LIU, which was then the Division II. How did your coaching career evolve thus far?
I went further east out on Long Island and went to Stony Brook University after I coached and played at LIU. And was fortunate enough to be able to GA Power 5 at Penn State and, trickle through and went back into New York and worked at Fordham, which is FCS, and then got a chance to go down to SEC at Mississippi State. So, I mean, I've been Group of Five at Old Dominion, so I've kind of hit almost every level.
Well, very good. And that's great learning along the way because you can just take it all in and see how the different programs are running. But let's talk, Coach, about how you're feeling about Morgantown. What about, your entrance here? How do you feel? What do you think about the community? Everything about the Mountaineers.
This has been awesome. You could definitely see the impact that football has on the community. Before the first game, I'm driving up to the stadium on Friday, and you just see everybody's flying Mountaineer flags, and you see wind socks on cars, and you see people in jerseys on, and it's very much a part of this town and the history. You just get the feeling of it. I can't wait for the first home game.
Yeah, no doubt. Give me some insight on the LIU program in what you know about them, what you've seen on tape, and maybe just where this football program is heading. Because you mentioned a moment ago, obviously, when you were there as a Division II program, they are clearly on the ascent, and they have a pretty big vision as to where this thing can go.
Absolutely. I think they're blue-collar, and I think they're kids with a vision. They know they have a big task on making the move up, but they seem like they play hard, to play to the whistle. They've had some adversity with the spring season, and I don't think they skipped a beat as far as giving their putting their best effort forward. And I think that matches the staff. The guys I know, John Gill is one of the toughest people I ever met. Was a strength coach and a quarterback coach, and my former teammates that are coaching defensive line there, you know, they definitely contributed and played that way. And I see their coaching and they're coming out and they're playing styles and things like that. So I definitely think that they're going to be giving their best effort.
Yeah, were there talks and discussions of making this move when you were there? Because it takes a long time to make that jump, and it takes a lot of pieces in place. So take us back to when you were playing, where that vision is, why you chose to go there, the whole bit, if you would.
Brian Collins gave me, the former head coach, just stepped down this summer, gave me a chance to play there. I had broken my ankle pretty bad in high school, and he was the one of the only coaches left in the country that believed in me. So I took the opportunity to go play there. They always sold the vision of them moving up and building a brand new stadium when I was there, but it didn't get finished until about 2 years ago. But I'm definitely excited that they got it done, and it looks great.
Yeah, hey, Coach, give us an assessment. Week one is by. You've seen your defensive linemen. Coach Brown talked about playing some younger guys as well. We know that, you know, Sean Barton in his first game, he jumped out a bit. Just give us a little bit of overview of where your defense line, what you thought of them Saturday, and where you expect to take them here in the next game. What's the next step?
I think the effort was there. I just think we need to be more exact, play a little cleaner, just do our job, not need to try to make exceptional plays, but just make the play doing what we ask you to do within the defense. And I think it was a good learning experience for us as far as that, just doing our 111th, and I think the growth potential is there, and I think we'll see it this weekend.
Having a healthy Taj Alston meant and means what?
Oh, that means the world. Number one, for that kid, he battled through 2 years of season-ending injuries. I'm proud of him. Having that fearless attitude he has and that vision of being around the game for so long has been awesome. He's the old man, the old leader in our room.
How did Hakeem Mezidor grade out moving inside for the first game?
Oh, he was awesome. He was awesome. I mean, A-plus for effort. He's got to clean up some things technique-wise, but what he put on tape as far as being able to run side on the sideline was awesome.
Is there any chance that, and I'm not talking this year, but maybe next year, is he moving inside to stay, or is it still left on the table that he could bounce back outside should situations and personnel permit such a scenario?
I think we got to look at it year by year. Who knows what next year brings into the program as far as newcomers. But we'll put our best 11 out there, and wherever we could put him to make him the center part of our defense, we'll do that.
Yeah, and he still has the ability, clearly, obviously playing last year. But I'm just curious as to maybe what the short-term and long-term vision is with a guy that's as special as he is that could do the things that he can do.
Absolutely. Wherever he can make plays is where we're going to put him. You know, whatever is best for the Mountaineers, we'll do with him. And he'll be great at it.
Last question. For you as a defensive line coach, how important is it for to have a guy like Hakeem Mezidor or a Dante Stills to actually cause disruption right in the center of the offensive unit?
Oh, it's invaluable. Those guys that, you know, the middle of defense, they can play solid in the sideline. In the middle of defense, they create double teams and mismatch problems. It's phenomenal to have guys that versatile.
All right, Coach Jackson, thank you very much for your insights. And, yeah, I'm sure you're going to be a bit conflicted there for a moment, but once that ball gets booted into the air, it's going to be all about WVU here over LIU. Always a West Virginia connection, right? And wouldn't you know it, an LIU Shark alum is on the West Virginia coaching staff. He's really done a great job, and he's got an exciting group to work with. Interesting stuff there on Hakeem Mezidor. Really makes you feel good about, you know, such young guys taking leadership roles and kind of setting the bar. Usually that's reserved, as you know, for upperclassmen, for that fifth-year senior perhaps. But the fact that you've got young guys doing what Mezidor is doing and setting that tone only bodes well for the future here throughout the climb. Well, the climb was a quick ascent here for Dan Stratford's West Virginia University Mountaineer soccer players. An opportunity to sit down with co-captain Kevin Morris a little earlier. Really enjoyed this conversation. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for making some time. It's been kind of a whirlwind here. You're a fifth-year guy here in the program. What has the last 2 weeks been like here for WVU men's soccer compared maybe to the last four and a half?
Well, yeah, certainly the past couple weeks, you know, the start of the season, we've had a great start. Three wins and a draw most recently. But just really confident in how we've been playing, how we've started the season. And, you know, hoping to take that confidence and that form, you know, as far as we can and throughout the season.
Where's that confidence and the camaraderie coming from?
You know, it has to do with a lot of things, you know, when just we had a great preseason in the couple of exhibitions that we had. The group of guys that are on the team, you know, it's, we're all very tight knit. Everybody gets along and it's just a really good environment. So we believe in each other. And it just creates for a cohesive unit as, you know, we attack these opponents.
As a co-captain, part of your job obviously is culture. How do you go about setting that tone, establishing that culture to make sure that, you know, we hear it all the time, it's a good group of guys, we're a tight-knit group. Sometimes that's lip service, sometimes that's actually, you know, got some validity to it, and I would like to think that the form of the latter applies here. How do you go about as a co-captain kind of fostering that culture?
You see it a lot, especially at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of preseason. You know, we have I think about 10 new guys, 9 or 10, you know, adding to the group, and in a short preseason, you get very little time to get to know, especially the new guys and stuff. But you know, as a co-captain, as somebody who's been here, you know, for a long time, it's important to just be supportive of guys who are coming into the program, but then also, you know, that comes with everybody being accountable on the pitch for you know, your role in the team and what you're supposed to be doing. So yeah, it comes from both sides. You know, you expect the best from people, and everybody sort of has that understanding within this group.
What is this team's strength? Do you have a pretty good idea of where the strengths lie on this club right now?
It's sort of going along with what we've been saying, is we're just the group of guys we have. We believe in the system. We believe in the coaching staff and the way they're setting us up to play. And the personnel we got, we believe in each other and the way we play, and it's been showing in the results thus far. We just continue to believe in the system, believe in each other, and that's sort of where I guess we find our strength, you know.
Does this team have an identity?
Our identity is winning, you know. The culture that we're growing here, we want to be in the top 10 consistently. We want, and you know, in the past couple of years, we haven't been consistently ranked and all that. We want to be at the top. We want to be a top 10 program and recognized as such, because we believe we are. And, you know, we want to make that our identity. We think that is our identity, is winning games and being a top program in the country.
Well, you are now, and you go from unranked to vaulted in the top 10, checking in this week at number 5. Boy, did that target grow quickly on your back.
It certainly did, you know, in terms of the rankings-wise. But, you know, even going into the season, we knew where we stood. And, I mean, it showed. We had a huge game, Pitt second game of the year, and then Penn State following shortly after that. But we were prepared for those games, and we expected to win. We didn't feel like we're the underdog. We never felt that way. We always have been feeling that we are one of the best teams in the country, and we're going to continue to prove that.
So take me through some of the characters on this roster here. Obviously, the accolades are starting to roll in. Luke McCormick, for those that don't know much about Luke McCormick, clearly he's one of many pacing this club right now. Derby, England, the accolades, again, continuing to roll in. What does this guy mean to this team?
Luke is, you know, with the accolades coming in, now it sort of goes hand in hand with, you know, us getting ranked in this past week. You know, we think he's one of the best attackers in the country, and, you know, the recognition is coming now, but he's definitely a strong force for us going forward, very creative player, and just been pulling a lot of strings for us early on in these past couple games, and really big portion of our attack.
So coming up against Ohio State, give me a quick scouting report on the Buckeyes. Gold Rush at Dick Less Soccer Stadium. We are obviously going to be anticipating an incredible crowd. The atmosphere at Dick Lesk has been really crazy here. In the games against Pitt, Penn State, of course, now you've got this on the eve of the home football opener. So I can only imagine what things are going to be like on Friday.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, the crowd support in these first couple home games has been great. You know, we always encourage everybody to come out whenever they can. And it's been great the past couple. I know the Mountaineer Maniacs have been really involved and are going to continue to be involved. But in terms of Ohio State, we're just anticipating to go in and, you know, impress our style of play. And we won't give too much away in terms of the scout, but we're hoping to certainly come out with a W.
Well, appreciate all of our guests and a great combo there with Kevin Morris, West Virginia Soccer's co-captain. Best of luck to them this coming Friday as the Mountaineers will do battle at Dick Dlesk Soccer Stadium, 7 p.m. kickoff, as the Buckeyes of Ohio State are coming to the University City. So a big weekend coming up. Mountaineer Field, of course, 5 o'clock blast off, 1:30 airtime for us on the Go Mart Mountaineer Tailgate Show. If you have any questions about game day protocols, things of that nature, everything's available for you at WVUSports.com. We'll be back with you for Episode 5 next week, which will be Virginia Tech Week. For our cast of thousands that helped put on the MSN Insider, I'm Dan Zangrilli saying, Hail West Virginia, let's go Mountaineers. You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider Podcast here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Like the podcast? Give us 5 stars or leave a review. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at WVUMSN or find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUSports.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.